It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. With the election disappearing quickly in the rearview mirror, officials in Congress are deciding on leadership roles for the coming session. We're going to check in with a Politico reporter about who will lead the U.S. House Democrats and Republicans. Who would you like to lead the Democrats in the House? What about Republicans? What kind of leadership would you like to see from the major parties? What issues do you want them to focus on? Or does who leads within the majority and minorities not matter to you at all? And why would that be? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. John Bresnahan is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Politico. John, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
One of the leadership roles, of course, is, and the highest profile one, is Speaker of the House of Representatives. Representative Nancy Pelosi held that role the last time the Democrats were in the majority. She's also been the minority leader since 2011. What's her case for being the most qualified to hold this role again?
Well, Pelosi has been the Democratic leader for 16 years now. In her view, she is a master legislator. She is unparalleled at her ability to make deals with President Donald Trump and Republicans. There's nobody better suited for it. She brings together all the elements of the caucus. She's able to unite them together, and that is not an easy job. House Democrats are a very diverse group. So in Pelosi's view, there's no one who can replace her. There's no one who can do what she can do, despite the fact that she's been there for so long already.
Well, but wanting the job of Speaker of the House of Representatives, regardless of which party in power, is sort of like herding cats, I would think. Meanwhile, so those are the things in Nancy Pelosi's favor, but not everyone agrees. Who is opposing her? Why don't they think Pelosi should lead?
Well, exactly the reasons why she argues she's the only one who can do the job. Because of her experience, is the reason why there's a number of incumbents and Democratic candidates who won members-elect who say, you know, Pelosi's been there for too long. We need fresh blood here. Pelosi's 78. The Steny Hoyer, who will be the majority leader in the next Congress, is 79. Jim Clyburn from South Carolina, who will be who's in line to be the House Majority Whip, he's got a challenge, he's also 78. There's a number of, and they've all been in power for 16 years, and there's a number of Democrats who say, enough already. We won this new majority. Let's put new leadership in place. There's about a dozen members and members-elect, the incoming freshmen, who say they will vote against Pelosi for Speaker. Now, there's two votes. She has to win two votes. She has to win an internal vote among House Democrats. And the position as Speaker, it's the only one she has to win a vote on the House floor, and that takes place on the first day of the next Congress. And that's when they say they will vote against her, which is a huge deal. It's like declaring war on Pelosi. So if they say if there are enough members deny her a majority on the House floor in a roll call vote, they call out their names, it takes like 2 hours, then she can't be Speaker, and then Democrats would have to pick a new Speaker. So, you know, there's a dispute going on. Pelosi is, acting like she's going to be the Speaker, but she's definitely got a lot of convincing to do.
Well, and Republicans kind of made Nancy Pelosi one of their campaign talking points, and even in this most recent election, don't vote for the Democrats because we'll get Pelosi again. What was up with that, and is that a factor in some people's opposition?
Absolutely. This was an issue. There's a number of candidates who won swing districts who say they won't vote for Pelosi because of this. For instance, Abigail Spanberger, who won a swing district in Virginia, a former CIA officer, she says she won't vote for Pelosi. Max Rose in New York, he won Staten Island. He defeated a Republican incumbent. Another one who says that he won't vote for Pelosi. This is a swing district in New York City, and it was the last district held by any Republican in New York, in the New York City area. So, I mean, she's got a problem with some of the freshmen, and then there's a number of Democratic incumbents who feel the same way, that Pelosi has been a problem for them in their races. Now, Pelosi's argument is this. Look, in 2010, when Republicans, you know, when the Tea Party movement was born and Republicans won the House in a huge victory because of Obamacare, because of the controversy of Obamacare, Republicans spent $75 million demonizing Pelosi. Now, again, they did it again this year, but in this case, the Democrats are going to win anywhere between 35 and 40 seats. So Pelosi's argument is pretty strong, saying, look, Republicans ran on this argument that I was a problem. We won, you know, 35, 40 seats. We won the majority. I'm not the issue. The issue is President Donald Trump, and what are we going to do about the country after 2 years of Trump being, you know, sitting in the Oval Office? So, you know, there's both sides to this coin, but, you know, there's a lot of internal discussion going among Democrats, and that starts today. They start meeting today internally to try to pick their leadership for the next Congress. But the process is going to play out for over 6 weeks.
Is gender a part of this conversation?
Well, if you ask Pelosi, it is, and her supporters. They're saying, look, a wave of support from women is the reason why Democrats are in the majority in the House now. If you look at the results of the election, women made the difference, especially younger women. And So then the class that's coming to Congress, the new class, is a huge representation of women in this class. It's not finalized yet, but there's a lot of women in the incoming freshman class. So how could you, how could you take the first female speaker, the first woman to be speaker in the history of Congress, and turn her out of office now that she's won the majority? And so there is an argument. The opponents say this is not about class at all, or gender at all. This is about, you know, you've been in power for 16 years. You've had your shot. It's time for new people to get in there.
John Bresnahan is Capitol Bureau Chief for Politico. We're talking about the new Congress and what its leadership will look like. What are we hearing about so far in terms of issues the Democrats hope to pursue in the majority?
Well, there's a number of issues in terms of there's a number of Trump-related issues that they want to pursue, everything from his taxes, his tax returns, to his, you know, the firing of FBI Director Jim Comey, to the Russia investigation. They want to pursue that. Now, on the policy side, they have a huge number of issues they want to pursue. Health care being one of them, being the top issue for them. They want to pass legislation to strengthen the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, to stabilize it after attacks from Republicans for years. They want to do something on drug pricing. They want to do something on in cost of health insurance. They look at Medicaid expansion and what that has meant for states that have adopted it and where states haven't adopted it. So they have a lot of issues on that front. They want to look at infrastructure spending. This is something where they think they could get a deal with Trump and Republicans. There's a huge need for infrastructure spending in this country, the roads, highways, bridges, airports. They really need work. The Democrats have floated $1 trillion package, 10-year package on infrastructure spending. They think they can do a deal with Senate Republicans and Trump. And then another issue for them is a huge issue is just, you know, is good government. They want to pass campaign finance legislation. They want to limit the amount of money you can put into elections. They want to reauthorize the Voting Rights Act, which has expired under Republicans and has never been reauthorized. And they want to put new ethics rules in place for members of Congress. So they have kind of three tiers they want to do. They definitely want to push investigations of the Trump administration. Good, sound oversight, they say, of the Trump administration, which is necessary. They're not declaring war on Trump, but they want to do the job. Congress should be a check on the power of the executive branch. And then they want to push infrastructure and healthcare legislation, and then they also want to do good government initiatives.
You mentioned that that one of the other leadership roles, House Majority Whip, was being contested right now. What's going on there, and who's challenging?
Well, Jim Clyburn, who was the House Majority Whip in the last Democratic majority, he's an African American Democrat. He is the top African American lawmaker in Congress. He wants to return to that spot. Diana DeGette of Colorado is challenging him for that. Clyburn will probably win that, but, you know, DeGette is making the same argument that some of the anti-Pelosi forces have made. You know, Clyburn has been in this office for a long time. He's been the number three Democrat for a long time, 16 years. He's, you know, he's a good man, but he's had his chance. It's time for fresh blood and new ideas and new perspectives in this job. She's been a member of the WHIP organization for years. She's very big on women's health issues. That's an issue she's pushed repeatedly as a member of Congress. She's a pretty smart member. She's a real well-spoken and very eloquent woman. And so she's, you know, she's trying to round up support. I think it's an uphill challenge. I think Clyburn will get it. He will have the backing of the Congressional Black Caucus, which is a very important faction within the House Democrats. They're actually growing. There are going to be more than 50 African American lawmakers in the next Congress, which is a record number. And he'll have that support. And you know, when you're in leadership for a long time, you do a lot of favors. You do a lot of you take on a lot of tasks for members. They ask you to do things, so you know you've got a lot of chits that you can cash in. So in other words,
you accumulate a lot of political capital.
They do get it. For the longer they've been there, they've got a lot more friends.
John Bresnahan, Capitol Bureau Chief for Politico. Thank you so much for joining us, John.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up next, we're going to turn our attention to what's happening with the leadership within the state legislature here in Wisconsin. That's coming up next on The Morning Show. I'm John Munson. You're listening to this program on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Stay tuned.